Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the incident of the boycott of the Banu Hashim. One day, Hisham bin Amr spoke to Zuhair bin Umayyah. He was the grandson of Abdul Muttalib and the son of Atika bint Abdul Muttalib. In other words, he was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin, his father's sister's son. Hisham went up to Zuhair saying, "O Zuhair, are you pleased to eat, drink, dress well and get married whilst your mother's brother wishes for a few grains of food? By Allah, if Abu Jahl's uncle and relatives were to suffer such hardships, he would never have bothered about this ruling." Zuhair replied, "Alas, I am alone. What can I do on my own? If only I can get another person to help me, I will stand up against this cruel rule." Hisham bin Amr then went to Mut'im bin Adi and spoke to him as well. Mut'im bin Adi then spoke to someone else to go against this ruling. From here, Hisham went to Abu al-Bakhtari and then to Zama'a bin Aswad for more support. When these five people together wanted to challenge this terrible rule, they agreed to speak about it when all the other people gather. Zuhair took up the courage to do the speaking. The next morning when the people had gathered in the masjid, Zuhair stood up saying, "O people of Makkah, it is a shame that we eat, drink, marry and dress ourselves whilst the Banu Hashim are dying with starvation. By Allah, I will not sit comfortable until this horrible agreement is torn up." Abu Jahl replied, "This holy decision of Allah can never be torn." Zama'a bin Aswad answered him, "By Allah, it will certainly be torn. Even when this agreement was written, we were not happy about it." Abu al-Bakhtari said, "Yes, Zama'a is speaking the truth. We were not pleased with this ruling." Mut'im added, "Certainly, both of them are true in what they are saying." Hisham bin Urwa also confirmed what he said. Looking at what was happening around him, Abu Jahl was shocked and said, "It seems like a decision was already made last night." Inshallah, we'll continue with the conclusion next week. So a reminder to the Musallis that the escalation of bombings and unrest in greater Palestine is on the increase. The conditions are really, really tough, especially on the people of Gaza and other areas in Palestine. Also, prices of commodities have been increased and there's lot of uncertainty and fear. Special request for du'as from the Musallis. Start of Amal at home also, and we cast du'a for brothers and sisters in Palestine, inshallah.